Okay. So I'm now talking about the years when my children were something like between 6 and 14. And I'm generalizing because in that period of time, Carl and I had many, many foreign guests. We started out by joining a group that Eisenhower started in many, many years ago called People to People. And this organization still exists. In fact, I still belong to it. And People to People was, as its name implied, ways of connecting people at a very basic level with their peers in another country. And the way they did that was by a series of homestays. You either volunteered to put somebody up for a temporary period in your home from another country, or you went to another country and were guests in their home. And Carl and I did this a whole lot of times. And it was really a very broadening experience for all of us. And in that maybe 10 or so years, maybe 15-year period, we had people from Denmark, from Germany, from Iran, I guess it was, maybe it was Persia or Iran, from Italy, from England, from Ireland, not France, I guess I said Germany, Holland, and that's as much as I can think of right now. And in most cases it was a single person, and in some cases it was a couple, either a married couple or two friends that were traveling together. And they were very, very rich experiences. I remember one in particular where the man, two men came. They had registered. There was another organization besides People to People that was through Columbia University, and I forget the name of it, but we got people both from through People to People and through Columbia. And these two men, one was Dutch and one was German, and they had met on the trip, and from what I could gather, there had been very little between them in the earlier part of the trip because it was too close to the war years, World War II years, and they had obviously been fighting on opposite sides. And by the time they got to us, they were fast friends. And the man, no, they're both men, the Dutchman named Henk Broekstra was a concert pianist in Holland. And we connected on so many areas of music. It was wonderful. We played music, we sang music, we did all kinds of things musically with him. I don't remember the German fellow as much, but we had Hank there for those 2 weeks, and he was one of the few people that, from all of these different visitors, that we kept up with over years. We eventually visited him both in Holland and in the south of France, south of Spain, when he retired and bought a villa in the south of Spain. And when we went to Spain, we were guests in Hank's villa in the south of Spain. And in the meantime, of course, he had learned Spanish. And it was a very, very rich, wonderful friendship. And we kept up for many, many years until finally we stopped hearing from him because I guess he was a little older than us and eventually he must have died. But we heard about his children and his grandchildren and his son who was giving him trouble and then wasn't, a whole life going on there. So that was Hank and his the other fellow. We also had good relationships and good experiences with all of them, with one exception, and that was the woman from Iran. She was either in reality or just acting like one, a princess. She was very, very spoiled and expected to be waited on hand and foot and just never went along for the ride on anything. She really expected everything to be perfect and just for her. And we Of course, we realized it was just a short stay and that it didn't matter that much, but we talked about her for years later. You know, anybody that asked us about People to People, we say everything was fine except the Iranian, the Iranian princess. Then, other guests that I remember vividly were two that we had from Japan. And I remember that in filling out the forms before any of these people came, you had to tell your interests, and what the organizations would try very hard to do was to match your interests. Well, we got an outstanding recorder player from Japan.
Wow.
And who, of course, came with his recorders just like we travel with ours. Mm-hmm. And we had many, many wonderful music playing sessions, and I believe we had him come back. I believe he was a graduate student at Columbia, and so we kept up with him for a while too, and that was really wonderful because, you know, here we are in this little subgroup of music interests when you think of all of music and all of the different ethnicities and countries and everything, but we connected on our early music interests. So that was wonderful. And then from Denmark, we had, I can't believe I've forgotten his name. Anyway, he was a wonderful man too, with one obvious bad trait. He was an alcoholic. And although it didn't manifest itself so much when we were together, we knew that he was drinking heavily, and that was kind of a shame. Because he was sort of up in the Danish government, I forget what. And so that was... But one of the things that came out of our having a visitor from Denmark is that we got to know a lot about the country while he was with us. And it turned out that in 1969, we went to Europe for the first time. And we made arrangements through People to People. We flew on a SAS plane that was filled with People to People people, each of them having made arrangements to stay somewhere in Denmark. And that trip was wonderful because it was 3 weeks... Our lodging we didn't have to pay for, and the flight, I don't remember what that cost. There was the flight, and there was food and incidentals, and also a long, long train ride from Denmark to other parts of Europe. Because what we did, we had two homestays. These were called homestays. And the first one was right in Copenhagen, where we thoroughly explored the city and saw all the high points. And then, after about 5 or 6 days there, we took the train and went first to Germany to visit Carl's great, wonderful cousin who lived to be 105. That's a whole other story. And kept on going into Bavaria to visit other friends and possibly to Italy. And then back to Denmark for another homestay in the few days before we flew home. So and that homestay was in a different part of Denmark completely. It wasn't in the capital. It was in a small town. So People to People play a big part in our lives, both as guests and as visitors, and you know, hosts and as guests.